Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba directs officials to ease public service delivery. House of Representatives meeting set for tomorrow postponed till 12th of January. Education Ministry warns medical colleges of scrapping affiliation if students overcharged. And Indian capital New Delhi to go on weekend curfew for surprise in Omicron cases. Now news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has directed the officials to ensure easy public service delivery. Addressing a joint meeting with ministers and secretaries held at Singhadarbar today to review the implementation status of the government's minimum carbon programme, Prime Minister Deoba also instructed the concerned ministries and secretaries to address the grievances of people, including a smooth supply of fertilizers to farmers. He further asked the officials to formulate policies and programs to attract more foreign investment in the country. The Prime Minister also stressed on ensuring anti-COVID-19 vaccines to all citizens before all three levels elections. Also speaking on the occasion, Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma stressed the need for implementing the government's program and policies, launching a special campaign during the crisis caused by the pandemic. Visiting Secretary General of the Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, Tenzing Lakepal, has paid a courtesy call on President Bidyadevi Bhandari at Sital Nivas today. On the occasion, they discussed the matters relating to enhancing regional cooperation among the BIMSTEC member states. Earlier today, visiting BIMSTEC Secretary General Lakepal had paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba at Balwatar. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs informs that the Prime Minister and the Secretary General discussed the ways for consolidating the BIMSTEC process. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deoba placed Nepal's full commitment and constructive support for the BIMSTEC procedures. Commending Nepal for its contribution to the BIMSTEC, the Secretary General said the fourth BIMSTEC summit held in Kathmandu was a milestone for the promotion of mutual cooperation. He also applauded Nepal's commitment towards regional economic bloc. A meeting of the House of Representatives scheduled for 1 p.m. tomorrow has been put off. Publishing a notice today, the Federal Parliament Secretariat has rescheduled the session for the 12th of January. The government has warned of scrapping the affiliation given to medical colleges if they are found overcharging the students. Issuing a statement today, the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology issued the warning after growing complaints from the students that they were being overcharged from the medical colleges. The statement further reads that the affiliation granted to the medical colleges will be annulled if they keep on overcharging the students, defying the directives. The government has extended the time for implementing labour demands received before mid-March 2019 by 6 months, considering COVID-19 pandemic. Labour, Employment and Social Security Minister Krishna Kumar Srestha said the companies who received the labour demands before mid-March 2019 can execute them till 4th of June 2022. The demands for about 30,000 labourers had been in halt due to corona pandemic. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु, यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Senior advocate and independent expert on commercial and international law, Professor Dr. Gandhi Pandit, says Millennium Challenge Corporation Pact is in favor of Nepal and the rumors about the MCC have no logical ground. Talking to Radio Nepal's English program, Nepal and Beyond's coordinator Janardhan Bister today, Professor Dr. Pandit argued the MCC should not be made an issue of controversy.
Despite having America giving us interest-free and principle that we don't have to refund to them, and they are giving that money as a grant in which we don't have to pay the interest as well as we don't have to return the principle. And they are putting this money in Nepal for development, construction of 300 kV transmission line and maintenance some road in order to alleviate poverty. The question is that due to certain fact that some political parties leader and some expert has read MCC agreement in a different way, and given the reason that compact will bring, after receiving that money, American police and military will come in here. They will have ownership in the property, and there is a provision that in the law that the compact provision will be prevalent of Nepalese law, and there are many other aspects which they say that it is against the interest of Nepal. That's the reason, as a student of law, as an expert on the international commercial law, the view that has come against the MCC is not correct.
He further claims that the MCC is much beneficial than other loans that Nepal has received so far.
The MCC, which is granting us $500 million, is in the form of grant. So it is not different than any other grant that we have received in the past. And in fact, this grant is much, much beneficial to Nepal than any loan that we have received from ADB and World Bank in the past. The reason is that in World Bank, any loan we receive from World Bank and ADB, we have to pay interest on that money, as well as we'll have to agree to their various terms, including our terms in which they will require us to hire international consultants, which are very costly, and we have to pay, and they will come, and then they have to be employed, which we have to pay for that. So besides all these things, the reason I'm not saying that, the only reason they were giving misinformation that there is certain clauses in the agreement which is not in favor of Nepal. In fact, it is against the sovereignty and of the Nepal, and that kind of clause is going to degrade our national identity and national sovereignty. Because of that, a view has come in market, and people had heard about that, and they were very scared about the MCC, which is not correct, in fact.
Professor Dr. Pandit also refutes the argument that the MCC will jeopardize the sovereignty of Nepal. He clarifies Nepal has authority to terminate the pact any time in between if the country feels it is not favoring Nepal's interest.
I'm not supporting or opposing anybody. As a student of law and an expert on the commercial and international law, what I'm saying that Article 5.1 of compact clearly put Nepal in equal status with U.S. Article 5.1 gives right to Nepal, in case after receiving that money and implementing MCC project, if Nepal think that there is some interest, conflict of interest there, Nepali sovereignty is going to be shaking there, or their hand is blue, then Nepal has an absolute right to terminate this agreement just by giving 30 days notice, even without paying any compensation. So it means that while signing the agreement, both are mindful that if both of them do not agree with the some terms, and if while implementing the project they think that that is not interest of Nepal, Nepal has right, then where is Nepal inferior to the law?
The full episode of the interview with Professor Dr. Pandit will be broadcast in our weekly program Nepal and Beyond on coming Saturday after 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all to adopt precautions as the number of daily COVID infection cases climb. As per the Ministry's update today, are total of 435 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in the past 24 hours. The Health Ministry also informed that 239 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. The Ministry has reported no corona-related deaths today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News. Now on some international news update. India has reported more than 58,000 cases of COVID-19 in a single day with growing number of patients of Omicron variant. India reported 58,097 cases today, which is a six-fold rise in a week. Health experts say the cases are fueled by Omicron variant. Nearly a third of those infections have been reported from Delhi and Mumbai. Following the surge of infection, both cities have brought back curfews and other restrictions to halt the spread of the virus. Delhi's Health Minister Satyendra Jain has said 81% of COVID samples in the city tested positive for Omicron. The All India Institute for Medical Sciences says Delhi has cancelled winter leave for doctors. Authorities in Delhi yesterday imposed a weekend curfew with all non-essential activities banned between Friday night and Monday morning. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of central and western high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba directs officials to ease public service delivery. House of Representatives meeting set for tomorrow postponed till 12th of January. Education Ministry warns medical colleges of scrapping affiliations if students overcharged. And Indian capital New Delhi to go on weekend curfew for sharp rise of Omicron cases. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.